February 19th, Fred Rogers.
Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men.
Rogers was a puppeteer, writer, producer, and ordained minister. At his ordination, the Presbyterian Church asked him to use television to minister to children and families. On this date, in 1968, the premiere episode of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood aired, and it ran on PBS from 1968 to 2001. Rogers produced, wrote, and hosted the TV program Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. He had a degree in music composition and wrote 200 songs for the show, including the theme song, Won't You Be My Neighbor. Among several Emmy Awards and other awards, in 2002, Rogers was awarded the nation's highest civilian award, the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Here's a story about Rogers being neighborly.
There is always time for encouragement. Fred Rogers was a busy man. As the host of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, he was constantly on the go, running an internationally acclaimed television show and raising a family of his own. Still, no matter how busy he was, Mr. Rogers always made time for others. He knew people always needed a word of encouragement. A young college student named Anthony was having a hard time, feeling hopeless, lonely, and angry. Discouragement overwhelmed him. In the middle of all that, he suffered a devastating loss. How could the future get better, he thought. Upon leaving his dorm room, he walked down the hallway, but heard a familiar song and stopped to listen. Won't You Be My Neighbor? He turned to find an empty room playing Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, and the host was asking what you should do when you feel angry. Anthony watched the show without sitting down, and he suddenly started to feel a little bit better. It was the magic of Fred Rogers' kind voice. Several days passed, and Anthony got onto the elevator at the college to ride down to the lobby. When the doors opened, a familiar face appeared. It was Mr. Rogers himself, wearing a big coat and scarf and carrying a small case in front of him. Rogers smiled and greeted him, and they rode the elevator together in silence. When the doors opened, Rogers allowed Anthony to go first. But as they stepped into the lobby, Anthony had to say something. Mr. Rogers, I don't mean to bother you, but I just wanted to say thanks. Rogers smiled and asked, did you grow up as one of my television neighbors? Anthony said that he had, and Rogers opened his arms for a hug. It's good to see you again, neighbor. They hugged and walked through the lobby together, engaging in small talk. As they made it to the door, Anthony mentioned that he had watched the show some days before and that it really helped him to get through a hard time. And he thanked Rogers again. But instead of leaving to go about his business, Rogers paused and then stepped back into the lobby. He unraveled his scarf, motioned toward the window, and sat on the ledge. He turned to Anthony in concern. Do you want to tell me what was upsetting you? He said. Anthony was shocked. Most people wouldn't take the time to hear about his life, but Mr. Rogers was different. Anthony sat at the window and told Rogers what was bothering him. But this time, he went deeper. He shared that his grandfather had died and how losing one of the few good things in his life made him feel broken. Rogers listened intently and then shared how losing his own grandfather had hurt him too. You'll never stop missing the people you love, he said. He even shared how his grandfather got him a rowboat when he was younger for his hard work. The rowboat was gone, but he still had the work ethic his grandfather had installed in him. Those things never go away, he said. The conversation ended, and Anthony thanked him again and apologized if he had made him late for an appointment. Mr. Rogers just smiled, answering, sometimes you're right where you need to be. 1 Thessalonians 5:11 says, so encourage each other and build each other up, just as you are already doing. Think of a person you know who may be going through a hard time. Find some time today to say a kind word, or send them a text, or call them. And remember, there is always time for encouragement.
Hello, this is John Ramstad. I'm the CEO of Beyond Influence and the host of the Eternal Leadership Podcast. Mr. Rogers, Fred Rogers, I grew up watching Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. And if you're not here from the United States, you might have never seen it. But it was one of the most encouraging, positive shows that's probably ever been on television. And I just remember it because I grew up in a household where there was not always a lot of positivity. And it was such a bright light. And I want you to think about, as you heard this story and how Mr. Rogers talked with Anthony, what has been a time in your life when somebody has come in when you were just having a really bad day or at a low moment and they actually cared? Take a second, just think about that moment. And how did you feel when that happened? I remember once I had made a business mistake, which meant I probably wasn't gonna get paid this month. I had had an argument with my wife. I was not having a good day. And somebody said, how are you doing? And I said, fine, because that's how you answer it, right? And he looked at me and he could tell something was wrong. This isn't somebody I knew well. And he goes, no, John, how are you really doing? And he sat down and we had a conversation and I actually said, I'm not doing well. That person has become a lifelong friend. And so here's my challenge to you. Tomorrow, go find three people, whether it's somebody at the local store, the market, where you get your coffee, somebody in your house, find three people to just say something positive to. Affirm something about who they are, or ask a question, how are you really? Because you care and you want to listen. And I'll tell you this, I would love to hear what's going to happen because people will light up and we need more of that in this world. And I want to share a scripture with you. It's from Hebrews 3:13, because this is how God operates. Here's what it says, but encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. Saying something, caring, affirming other people is how God told us that we can help get rid of the deceitfulness of sin. That is so powerful. God bless you, and I hope you affirm and are encouraging to three people tomorrow.